And if you use FIA, you're not going to see a lot of change. If you use satellite imagery, you can see a lot more change. It just depends on what you call it. If it's residential land that has more forest cover on it, I'd say that's more forest. That's more, that's land use change, but it doesn't get counted by inventories.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I mean, that's what a lot of that is.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff here.
Yeah.
Eastern U.S.
And so part of it is what do you call land use change and how do you measure it?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. So the main, the main evidence on that second point is really the forward-looking projection, where we sort of hold land use the same and compare it and contrast it with changes in management. But in a historical context, and then you're exactly right, I mean, how we define management. Yeah, when we start to define these as residual sinks, I have to think a little more clearly about how to talk about that. Yeah, that's really a point.
Your model results were clear on that point, but the data are less.
Yeah. Okay. That's very helpful, yeah. Thanks.
One, maybe a more technical question. Is this from the Favero Mendelson and Sanjay paper you sent me the other day?
Yeah.
One of the things I noted there in terms of how you represented the payments for sequestration, you mentioned that we assume that biomass power plants receive credits for the extra forest carbon sequestered. And my question is, is that just a tractability thing for modeling? Why do the power plants, there's the operators who are creating the demand for this wood, receive the credits as opposed to the forest owners or the forest managers?
It will flush through and have the same effect on the forest landowner. So how it affects the forest landowners, it turns out to be an increase in the demand for wood products. The shift out in the demand function for wood products and the effect on the timber price is exactly equivalent to the carbon effect. So the embodied carbon in that timber.
Right, and I understand that. I guess what troubles me is that essentially at this point you're paying for demand for timber as opposed to paying for actual sequestration. Mm-hmm. So I find that a little problem.
Yeah, efficiently though, it should have the same effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, at least in the model it does, it has the same effect.
Yeah, well that may be, I'll have to think that through. It may be also just an artifact of the standard way of handling carbon in the model.
Yeah.
Because then you're also not charging the power plants for their biomass emissions, right?
Well, no, you would be. Yeah, absolutely, you should be. I think that model does. I think actually, she should be doing that. I don't know, that's a great question. That's a good question to be asked her.
I remember elsewhere in your paper. Let me see here. Well, you say here, under a carbon price scenario, BECCS power plants will be exempted from paying the carbon price.
I'll have to ask her about that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just a little worried about the carbon accounting consistency. Because you are cobbling two models together here.
Yeah. Well, from my way of thinking, it would be consistent with yours, is that you can hold them accountable for a carbon emission to the atmosphere, and that if they instead get it into the ground, that's an avoidance of that thing, right? So as long as she's done that, that's okay. But you're right. I don't know if she just paid for that and if it would go the other direction. I know we talked about that, and I think she's doing it properly, or we're doing it properly. But that's a great question. Yeah.
I have a question. So, as long as I understand, when you simulate work, when you evaluate your model and result, do you compare with your result with the observation forest area or the carbon sequestration values? So, could you tell me a little more about the calibration or some kind of process?
Yeah, yeah. So the historical calibration matches pretty closely. To the extent we know it, the actual amount of land by region in force. But of course, these are pretty aggregate regions. But it does match those pretty well. In terms of yields and stocks of carbon, for the time period for which we observed the stocks, which is really the last four decades or so, we match those pretty well. Obviously, there are some differences, so we don't match it perfectly, but it's fairly close by region. So we've tried to make sure to calibrate the model so we match pretty closely. For the future projection, of course, we don't really have anything to match against. So we're just calibrating the first period to the current conditions.
And I just earlier confused the definition of the forest. I mean, the forest is just generally is greater than 5 meters tall, or the in your model forest includes some the forest or bush and shrub, even bush and shrub things.
It doesn't include shrubland. No,
it's
the FAO definition. What's the FAO definition of like 30%? It's like 30% crown cover.
Okay.
So we use the FAO. For the U.S., China, Russia, Europe, and Canada, which actually cover the bulk of the world's forest, that's like 60% of the world's forest area, forest stocks, we have primary data, so we have their inventory data. So it is true that each of those countries defines forest a little bit differently. They don't actually use the FAO definition when they produce that data, so there is probably some inconsistency there. For the rest of the world, we're using FAO data, so it's pretty consistent, we think. I mean, of course, they're collecting the data from countries who may be inconsistent, but it's the 30, it's the 30% crown cover, I think.
Well, good. Well, maybe we should segue into just kind of more informal. We have more time here. We have the room reserved, and I think we might have. Do we have snacks too? Or?
Yes, there's pizza outside.
Yeah.
Water, if anyone's
interested. So, anyway, let's thank Brent.
Thank you for
coming.
Great.
I probably should have stood over here.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.